The theme of the beginning of Perek Asoichres Umnin is Asoichres Umnin, Vehitu Ze Eze, Ein Lohem Ze El Ze, Elotaroimus. We had three different Mahauchim to understand what the case of the Mishnah even is. Iba Yoseima, Iba Yoseima, Iba Yoseima, but Hatzad Hashava Shebahen is that Asoichres Umnin Vehitu Ze Eze, Ein Lohem Ze El Ze Elotaroimus, which he said means two things. Number one, you can have any choshem mishpat claim for this money that you were ba'avled. It also means that if you want to have taroimus, you can. Even though taroimus is not a hefkervelt, but in this situation, if you want to have taroimus, this is something that you would be able to do. Just to keep things simple, we're going to work through the Mishnah now the way the Gemara did in today's daf. The third mahalach in understanding the Mishnah, which really is mefurish in a very, very long braisa. So the braisa, when it presented the halacha, the Mishnah said that the hasoichres umne vehitu zeh was a chazara of sorts between the balabayas and the poilim. So somebody hires poilim to do a job. They wake up in the morning, they think they have a job, and they look at their phone and they find out that no, there's no job today, or vice versa. Al zeh nemar ein lem zeh al zeh. Now, there were caveats by Medvar Mamurim, by Medvar Mamurim, but the Iker Halacha of the Mishnah, of Asoichre So'umne Vehitu Zeh Zeh, Ein Lam Zeh Zeh Elotaroimus, is where the Balabayas backs out. And he tells the Poilim, I know I promised you work, but I'm sorry, you're not going to have any work. Or where the Poilim back out, and they tell the Balabayas that they're not going to do any work. Freitois V'sandaf Ayin Vavam Adeis, Koshalari. I don't understand this Halacha of Ein Lam Zeh Zeh Elotaroimus. Do Kaimel Kira Meir. We paskin like Reb Meir, the don dina de garmi ba goizel kam, who is don dina de garmi im kain amay lo yitalem kepoil bot. In the case, that's what Tosis asks the kasha, that the balabayas backed out from the poilim, what do you mean he doesn't have to pay them because all he did was back out? Yeah, all you did was cost me my parnasa. And if that's the case, you cost me hefsik. And if you cost me hefsik, then you should be responsible for that damage that I was incurred based on the principle of garmit. So Frey Toisvis, I understand. We paskin like our mayor, who's done dinner the garmi. So how can we paskin the halach of the Mishnah that asoichres umne vehitu zeh zeh ein lem zeh al zeh elotaroimus? Why is it not that when the balabayas backs out from the poyalim, essentially bederech garmi, he's causing nezek to these poilim, and if that's the case, if we're done dina de garmi, he should be responsible for that damage it is that he's causing. Now, just to be clear, we chazed this all the time. What is garmi? Garmi is where somebody causes somebody damage, but he does it in an indirect way. So everyone's familiar with the Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaKoines, where the Gemara says, Groma benezakin, patem medine yadam, v'chayim medine shmayim, which means that if somebody damages somebody b'derech groma, you're patem medine yadam. But midine yadam, you're going to be potter. Stating that, there's a parallel sugya, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, no, not as grama, but as garmi. And there, there's a shittas rameir, who's da'in dina de garmi. In other words, grama benezaki and rameir holds as potter, midine yadam, but garmi, rameir is da'in dina de garmi. Now, grama means that you caused the damage ayde grama. Garmi also means that you caused the damage al yedei grama. What then is the difference between grama and garmi? That's a little bit faplunted, but high level, when somebody causes someone damage al yedei garmi, it was a grama, but it was a little bit more direct, what we refer to as directly indirect. So grama is where it's very indirect. Garmi is when it's a little bit more direct. So there's different levels in shiurim as it relates to how gramadic is it. If it's mamish grama, that's grama benazakin patim b'din yadav v'chayim b'din yishamayim. If it's abyssal mer direct, so then already it's garmi v'al zeh nemar rameir who we paskin like that's done a din garmi. But akoponim sefreita isakasho. If that's the case, I don't understand why if the balabayas backs out from the poilim in lamzalza elataroimus, what do you mean you caused them damage? Now it's true it was a grama, but this is not a grama benazakin patir. This is a garmi and kaimel and karameir. That's done din der garmi, and based on that, you should be responsible for the damage that you just caused. V'yesh loim says Tosis. You have to say the ma'iri. It's talking shekisha chayzer boy. When this balabayas was chayzer, oidi matzul leistak. These people will be able to find additional work. And being that they're going to be able to find additional work, so it comes out you didn't cause them their parnasa. And being that you didn't cause them their parnasa, you're not a mazik, there's no garmi, and that's why you're going to be potter. Now, if you didn't cause them any Hefset, so why is it Yesh Lamzal Zer Taroimis? When we come Mokim, Yesh Olav Taroimis, Sha'at Lo Yimotsu El Ayudei Torech. They're going to have to work a little bit hard. So the Taroimis is for the Torech, meaning really it didn't cost them anything. Because if you did, then you would be Chayev. Why would you be Chayev Al Tzgar Mi? Why then could you have Taroimis? It's because of this added Tircha that they're going to have. And then Tosfos says something very geschmack. Tosfos says that if that's the case, we could understand the first Bamed Dvar Mamurim of the Gemara. Now, we didn't explain this when we went through the Gemara because it was Daiti on the raid bike. But the point is, says Tosfos, with this, you could understand the first Bamed Dvar Mamurim of the Braisa. The Braisa said that when is it that Elam Zalza Ela Taroimis, that's Bamed Dvar Mamurim B'loi Hochu, if they didn't arrive at the job site. But let's say these Chamarim came to the job site and there was no Tfuah. Or these workers came and the land was too wet, and as a result, they couldn't do any work. So over there, what's the halacha? You have to pay them kapoy obato. What's the pshat? What's the difference if they showed up or if they didn't show up? I'll tell you what the difference is. Because orcha de milsa nakat, when a person shows up at a job site and then he chaps, he doesn't have any work, so how's he going to get a job that day? He's going to have to go back. I mean, if you would have told me first thing in the morning, you would have let me know the night before. Okay, so I could have made arrangements to replace this job. But you told me already, right? People used to hire their workers first thing in the morning. So if people are working already from Alois, right, you have sugis of stopping to say Krishma, Davin Vasikin, right? They're out in the fields quite early. So if the Oilam is working early in the morning and I just showed up at my job site, now I hopped, I don't have any work. So it comes down, now I'm not going to be able to find any other work. Zok Toysis, that's goofo why you chayev. You want to know why you chayev? Because now it's got me. Meaning, Elam Zal Zal Taroim is because you can find other work. But the minute you can't find any other work, now it's Garmi. And that is the Bamedvar Mamurim of the Braisa. The Bamedvar Mamurim is that to the extent that they showed up and they chapped then, they didn't have any work. Now they're not going to be able to find any work. And because they're not going to be able to find any work, it's for that reason you're chayiv al tzvat al tzdin of the gami. But al kaponim, this is Tosfos' big kash in the sukkah. Tosfos asks that I don't understand. What happened to Shitas Rameir who's done dina the gami? And Tosfos says, a pshat teretz, you have to say, hocha b'maya skinon, even though it's not mafurish anywhere, but hocha b'maya skinon, it's talking about were they able to find work. The ktsois in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, Siv Cotton Bays. So he brings Tosfos Kasha. And after he brings Tosfos Kasha, he says, V'kashu zu niskashu boi kol rishayim. Right, so sometimes we say, all the rishayim ask, all the achrayim ask. That's usually Nidrei Havoy. That's usually Losh and Guzma. But the Ktoi says, V'kashu zu niskashu boi kol rishayim. So he's saying, every Rishon asks, this is the bomb kasha here in the sugya, that I don't understand what happened to Rameir Zalacha of Don Dina Dagami. So the Ksoi says a Dover Nefli. He says, Ubni Abocher HaMuflik Kimar Yosef Doiv Ber. So apparently the Ksoi Sachoshan had a son whose name was Yosef Doiv Ber, Yosef Ber. So he said, my son, Bni Yosef Doiv Ber, he asked me a bomb kasha on the Rishon. He says, all the Rishonim couldn't give Zechenetz over here. They mamash couldn't figure out what to do with this. He says, my son had a Rizga Kasha. And the Kasha that the Ktsois' son had was from a halacha that is not so well known, although it should be well known. It's tucked away in a Yerushalmi, in two places, both in Masechtas Bava Metzia, one in Perek Esu Neshech, the other in Perek HaMekabel, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Kama V'Kama Erta. And that is the halacha of Mevatel Kisoi Shal Chaveira. So what does that even mean? Hamavatal kisa shel chaver means that if somebody does something to somebody, and because of that thing that he did, he caused that person to not earn a profit. So in the world above a kamo, you talk so much about damaging somebody, causing somebody hezek. What happens if somebody does something to somebody, and because of that, he's mevatel kisa, right? He makes a bittel in his keshener. He's mevatel kisa. He causes him not to be able to earn money. So the Yerushalmi says that the halacha is Amar Rab Yitzchak Kada Amra Hamavatul Kis Chaveiroi Ein Lo Yolav Ela Taroimis. In Perek Ezer Neshach, the context over there was just appreciate this a little bit, where somebody gave money to somebody to invest, and then he comes back a year later, he says, "No, how's my investment doing?" He says, "I never invested the money. Did you at least put it in treasuries?" Oich Nesh, imagine he didn't do anything. So the guy takes his money back. Is he a mazik? He's not a mazik. You know, a mazik. What do you mean he's not a mazik? Has he not a mazik? There's a halacha called Hamavatel Kischaveiro, where I'm Moineya prophet from you, where the halacha is, I'm Potter. In Perek HaMekabel, it's the same exact, Rabbi Yitzchok, it's the same Lashon. Amr Rabbi Yitzchok, Ado Amro, Hamavatel Kischaveiro, Ein Loi Olof, Elo Taroimus. Over there, the context is where somebody had a field, he gave the field to an Aris, and the Aris is supposed to work his field. This guy goes away, he comes back 6 months later, he says, Aris, new, how's my field? I decided not to do the work. He goes, what do you mean you decided not to do my work? He says, yeah, I decided not to do your work. So you have to pull out the contract, but that's where Rabbi Yitzchok said, Hada Amram, Avatul Kischaveiroi, Ein Lo Yolav Ela Taroimus. Now, this sounds like a lot of Taroimus are coming in this guy's direction, but the bottom line is, Ein Lo Yolav Ela Taroimus. That's all you can have, because there's a din called Hamavatul Kischaveiroi. So this is a fascinating concept. In the world of Arba Ovis Nezikin, and the world of Grom, and the world of Garmin, Niskei Momin, Chavola, there's something called Hamavatul Kischaveiroi. Just to bring out this point a little bit, some sofer in a tshuva. This is a choshem mishpat simin kufay in ches. He wrote a kuntres bedin hamavatel kisa shel chaver. It's a whole kuntres written by the some sofer. Listen to the opening paragraph. Bedin hamavatel kisa shel chaver. Hamuskir bahagoy shulchan aruch. Choshem mishpat simin reish tzadik beisiv zayin. Vuhuskir oy beremes soif simin shim peivav. Ubishulchan aruch soif simin pei aleph. Ubismasham ubishach simin samach aleph sivkot yud. Ubiyaredeya simin kufayin zayin sivkot memal. We forget sometimes that the chassam sofer was a shtickle baki. V'loi roisi ba'achroinim davar baru sheyir roi lismoich aleph. He says, I never saw Dover Bar in the Achroinim. No one ever did a good work on this halacha of Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiroi. For who meisim b'chol yoyim boifanim shoinim. And really, this is meisim b'chol yoyim. Akeil, amarti lirshom li la'atzmi shoyresh u'moitzei hadin. V'esashe yoyruni min ha'shomayim. U'b'shem eftach yazreinei al dvar kvoid shomay. Agodol amal lo yikosho b'dvar alo. This is very important. Writing a Shulchan Aruch. Mamash, the Chassam Sofer is going to do what the Beis Yosef did and what the Ramah did. He's going to write a Shulchan Aruch, and that's why he has a special tefillah over here. But the bottom line is, that's the tzdin of Mevatel Kitzchon Chaveir. Zazok tiktsois, depni. Rabbi Yosef Doivber asked me a bombakasha. Says, all the Rishonim I'm mutching over here, that why is it that if the Baal HaBayis backs out from the Umnin, Elam Zal Zal Elo Taroimus? What happened to the Garmin? Great, Rabbi Yosef Doivber, B'nai Shalak Tzois, what do you mean? This is Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiroi. Right? What happened over here? You didn't cause him damage. What's Garmi? Garmi is where I cause you damage. You had a house and now you don't have a house anymore. I caused it. It wasn't Garmi, it was Garmi. Ramey is done, Dina the Garmi. What happened over here? You thought you had work to do tomorrow. Now all of a sudden you don't have work to do. I was Mevatel Kischa, meaning I caused you a Menias HaRevach. That is the Maisim B'chol Yoyim. It's one example of what the Chassam Sofer is talking about in this tshuva. This is Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiroi. He asked the Ktzoi, it's a rizika kasha. He says, Tatech Vashteinisht. He says, all the Rishonim, every Rishon asks this kasha that it's Garmi. Why is this Garmi? It's not Garmi. It's Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiroi. So the Ktzoi says, Veishafti loy. So I told my son, no. Making a toy. It's a rizika kasha, but you're making a toy. The Shani Nezek Mamoy min Niske Gufay. There's a chilek between Nezek Mamin and Niske Gufay. What's the chilek? Said the Ktzai is haflo v'chal. Everybody knows. Achoyvu b'chaveir is chayv v'chamish advar. Nezek, tsar, ripoy, sheves, and boishes. What are the five things that achoyvu b'chaveir is chayv in? He's chayv in sheves. What does sheves mean? You damage somebody, and because of the fact that you damaged this person can't work now. The halach is, you have to pay the mei sheves. Break the ktsois. He says, I understand, you're paying sheves. Sheves is mevatel kisa shel chaveiroi, because you're causing him not to work. Muzmin zogin. That being that it says in the Torah, rak shifto yitain, there's a gzeres akosev that there's something called sheves. That when a person is choyva b'chaveira, you don't say the halacha. You don't say the halacha of mevato kisa shal chaveira. Because al zen nemar, it's regarding that you have the halacha of sheves. And by the way, we know, it's a mefurish gemara perak achoyvo, that the chamisha dvarim are mutually exclusive. Meaning, you don't have to be chayiv in all five. The gemara says you can be chayiv in sheves, l'chud, where someone just caused something not work, even though there was no nezek, there was no tzar, there was no ripoy, there was no boishes, it doesn't matter. You could be chayiv for sheves l'chud. So the tzois told his son, he says, you're saying good, this is mevatel kisa shel chaveiroi. But being that over here, we're handling with niske odom, you're handling sheves. Oh, al zeh nemar rak shifta yitein. If it's rak shifta yitein, over here it's going to be different. He says, that's why the Rishonim were mutching with this kasha. The reason the Rishonim were mutching with this kasha, because over here we're handling sheves. But the tzois just says one dove in the flu. He says, I am mashu kasafti b'simin shinches. We're ahead. Had a suffix that according to Rame that's done din of the garmi. What happens if someone's chayv b'chaveroi al yidei garmi? And the Ktoi says, I have a tzad over there that you're only chayv for nezek. You're not chayv the chamisha dvar. It could be only nezek is chayv, nish the chamisha dvar. If that's the case, then we talk have a little bit of a problem, because being that over here we're handling with garmi, and in a case of garmi could be there's no sheves. If there's no sheves, then it's and a chanami hodja dina. Then what should it be? It should be mevatel kisa shel chaver. Al kabbarim. This is what the Ktoi is telling me. But the ikka kasha was that why all the rishonim muching with garmi? How is this not mevatel kisa shel chaver? Al zeh nema, the Ktoi said that it's true. Be'etzim, it should be mevatel kisa shel chaver. But being that you're handling over here with niske adam, by niske adam, there's a special chiddush atayra called sheves. And because it's a special chiddush atayra called sheves, over here we're handling al sheves. I'll just tell you one hoysafa that my son, Beni, Naftali Menachem, told me. And that is last night I was talking to my son. I told him that I was learning this ksais over here about Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro. He says, Abba, you have to speak out. Reb Chaim and Sefer and Hilchos Toyim Venitin. He was saying very, very good. Reb Chaim and Hilchos Toyim Venitin says a very big lumdus to be mechalik between Niskei Mamoin and Niskei Adam. Meaning, Adam, that's Mazik Mamoin, versus Adam, that's mazik adam. So if somebody damages somebody's property, that's mava, in according to Rav, and the Arba Ovis Hazikin, the halach is that you chayv for the hezek that you cause. If someone's chayv b'chaver, you chayv b'chamisha dvarim, you chayv b'nezek tzar ripu sheves boishes. But Chaim and Sefer said a dover nifla. He said that there's a fundamental difference between the chayv of nezek that a person has when he damages somebody's property versus the chiyuv nezek that somebody has when he's chayvul bechaver. I'll read Reb Chaim inside. Achein nir, dehine, kol chayvul bechaver, harei mischay bechamisha dvarim. Any person that's chayvul bechaver, he's chay bechamisha dvarim. V'gam betzaru boishes. Included in the chamisha dvarim is tzaru boishes, says Reb Chaim. V'arei tzaru boishes, less behu nezek mamin kla. There's no nezek mamin by tzaru boishes. If you mitzayr somebody, is a mamoni gabach? You were mafsid him money? No, you caused him pain. If you embarrass somebody, so you took his money, you caused him a moministic damage? No. Umikom makim mischai betashlumin. Afal pikin, you have to pay. We tried to come up with a dollar amount for the tsar, for the boishness, right? You have all these intricate computations, and based on that, you write a check and you have to give the money. Ashezeu rak gzeres hakosov b'chavolos. Now, this is gzeres hakosov b'chavolos, sheyischayu betashlumin af b'loy nesek mok. Meaning, when you learn bava kama and you find this idea, bava sezikin, what's the chiyuv always? I cause you damage, I cause you $100 loss, I gotta give you now $100. Right? Sometimes you throw in interest and penalties, but the point is that you cause $100 of damage, make the person whole and give him $100. That's not what's happening by Tzaru Boishes. Tzaru Boishes, there was no Hefsin Mamin. Nor was, Chazal said, the Torah said, that we want you to pay. We come up with a dollar amount and write a check. Lufiza Nirazek Rabchaim, the Gambin Nezek, that by Nezek tu choluk din chavolois, mishar niske mamin. That the chelek ha-nezek of a chayva b'chaveiro is also different than shayin niskei mamin. The b'shayin niskei mamin, by all niskei mamin, ikir chiyuvoi hu ha-mamin absin shev sidoi. What's my chiyuv? The chiyuv is the moment that I was mafsid you. I was mafsid you $100. Memeil, I have a chiyuv now to give you $100. Umachmas chiyuv zeh, hu shem eschai b'tashlumet. The reason I have to give you $100 is because I caused you $100 of damage. Shehim chalifei mamin shehifsin. It's just the chalupin for the money that I was mafsid. Dim loy hoya mischaya beikra mamun shehifsid, because had I not caused you $100 of hefsid, loy havi chayla lo gam chayif tashlumin. Right in Bava Kama. If I didn't cause you $100 of damage, so then I don't owe you anything. Mashenke mechavolois, as opposed to chavolois, hascholas chiyuvai hu ba'at tashlumin atzmas. This is real Reb Chaim language. The hascholas achiyuv is the tashlumin. The chayvas noy hatoyro mach mashivoy hanesek migzeres hakos of the chavolois. As opposed to when it comes to achayvah b'chaveir that yichayv and nezek, the gedder of the chiv is not I caused you $100 worth of damage, memela I have to give you $100. The Torah said that there's something called nezek. How do you assess nezek? The way we assess nezek is we look at the damage that occurred, what's the value of it, and that's what you pay. Just like Tzaru Boishnes. U Chiyuv de Tzaru Boishnes, says Reb Chaim, Kein Gam Chiyuv de Nezek. The Chiyuv at Hashvum in Hu Haschol as Chiyuvay. The Chiyuv doesn't nemzich from Azam HaMoyni Gabach. That the Nechbal comes to the Chayv and says, you caused me $100 worth of damage, pay up. Is that the way it is by Tzar? No. Is that the way it is by Boishnes? No. Because over there you don't really have such a quantifiable HaMoyni Gabach. It's not the way it is by Nezek either. The Torah said you have to give Nezek. Oh, because the Torah said you have to give Nezek Mimel. Now I have a tefillah that you owe me the money. But the Ascholah Sachiyuv is not the Mamoini Gabach. It's not the Hefzid. The Ascholah Sachiyuv is what the Torah went ahead and the Torah imposed upon this Chayv B'Chaver. Here's the punchline. Zok Reb Chaim. V'reikenu gam chiyuv the Sheves. He says, if you think about it, Sheves is the same way. The Lekha gam came Mamon HaNifzid. By every Sheves, what's the Mamon HaNifzid? Do havi rak min nias harevach. Because what is Sheves? It's mevatel kisa shel chaveroi, and kol atayr kula mevatel kisa shel chaveroi is elam zalze el taroymes. All you can have is tainus. Yet all of a sudden there's exeris akos v'av shifte yitay the grama ba'amo, and really all it is a grama. The pata b'chol mokem rak b'chavolis av exeris akos of lechayva yal shavyoi. So this Reb Chaim is a major lumbus. He said there's a chilah between the chiyuv nezek of a chayv b'chaveiro versus the chiyuv nezek when someone's mazik mamon. When someone's mazik mamon, the chiyuv nezek comes from the fact that I have your money. I cause you damage. I have to replace the damage that I caused. When it comes to nezek of chayv b'chaveiro, I'm not replacing any damage. Now, it's true there's a dollar amount that we're putting on the damage that occurred, but that's just to come up with a number of what I should give you. The harayah says Reb Chaim, Tzar works that way, because there's no damage by Tzar. Boishness works that way. Oh, and by the way, Sheves also works that way. Because even though by Sheves, really, there is a damage, but what is it? It's mevatel kisa shel chaveiro. What is it? It's grama. And really, based on all those things, you shouldn't have to be chayev. The reason you're chayev is because the Torah said you're chayev. So it said Reb Chaim, by nezek, it's going to be the same way. Rather, just understand there's a drop better. Right, if somebody breaks somebody's window. Okay, so you have a window. The window's worth $100. You broke his window. What do? Give him $100. You replaced it. If somebody knocks out somebody's eye, right, somebody breaks somebody's arm. Okay, so we're going to say, he went to the doctor, he said, a broken arm, $10,000. Seriously, a broken arm, $10,000? Give me my arm, please, and keep your $10,000, and then I'm going to put a restraining order on you. What are you doing? Like, I understand. You're not making the person whole. Right? Ad kidei kach, Chazal had a havamin, ayin tachasayin is literal. Why they have a havamin, it's literal? Because like, you're paying somebody for him taking away his eyesight. Right? People get sued for greise geld. It's not even worth it, because at the end of the day, this person's nebuch, all of a sudden, he's handicapped in a certain way. That's not what he wanted. By a chayva b'chaveri, the money is not making the person whole. You can't make a person whole with money when you damage the person. You take away his money, you give him back his money. Money is money, it's all the same. So, enachanami, you can pay it back. But when it comes to chaval, you can't pay it back. And Reb Chaim said, that's klar from nezek, it's klar from tzar, it's klar from boishes, it's even klar from sheves. That's the way even Nezer, that's this grace Reb Chaim Hilchos Toim Venitin, and that's what Benin Naftali Menachem said, you have to speak, because that's really the Havona. Nochem, son of Yashabed, the son of the Ksais, asked what? He says, I understand all the Rishonim are saying that Hasoichas Umnin, the Baal Bayis was matter the Umnin. Elam Zalzeh, Ela Taroimis. What do you mean, Elam Zal El Taroimis? What happened to Gami? All the Rishonim, everyone says, I kimta in the Sugya to try to answer this Kasha. Freik, Pinoisha, Lakzois. What do you mean? What do you mean, Gami? Isn't this mevatel kisa shel chaveiro? Fake. It's true. It's mevatel kisa shel chaveiro. But al zeh nem sheves. And being that you're dealing over here with niskei yadam, so when sheves. Over there, it's going to be different. What's the kasha? The kasha is Abba Lamaisa. At the end of the day, Hagufa. What's Takapsha? Why Sheves? All of a sudden, there's no halacha of Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaver. Teretz is this Reb Chaim. This is the one. Because Chayv Chaver is a whole different Shulchan Aruch. Even the Nezek of Chayv Chaver is a whole different Nezek. Either way.